Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Rhino is in Studio X. He is committed to this program. He will not be taking any other visits, and he will have no interviews, please. We are presented by Yuengling Flight. We are brought to you by Dossett Big Four. Yuengling Flight, the perfect beer for a Mississippi game day. If you're watching college football this weekend, crack open an ice-cold Yuengling Flight to enjoy the game with. Cold, crisp, refreshing, but best of all, only 95 calories and only 2.6 grams of carbs. Brewed for those that never settle, enjoy responsibly Yuengling Flight. It is signing day. Oh, hold on. I didn't even tell you, Rhino. Play the song. What? It's signing day. We got to have it. What are we doing here? It's got to be played.
Creighton, 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 Creighton. Creighton, 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 Creighton.
All right. Been too long since we got to hear the Creighton song. The dulcet tones of, that's me. That's me singing that song. If you are a Mississippi State fan, and you've been one for a long time, you know that signing day has typically been a day of stress, of heartburn. You know, they're going to hang on to their guys. And look, hey, it's fair belief. Today was not that. One of the easiest signing days to cover that I can remember. No drama of any kind. The only surprises were all of the good variety for Mississippi State. And an aggressive end to the signing period. And at the end of the day, for Lebby especially, I think that Lebby understands the portal and he's not going to be shy about using it, but he would really like to have some more high school guys and get them developed that stay here for a while, especially on the lines of scrimmage. And that's just something I've come to believe over the last few years. And I feel like it bears itself out in the results. The teams that are the most successful, the guys who have some continuity on the line of scrimmage, are not trying to change offensive and defensive linemen every year through the portal. So for State to have a good, quiet signing day is probably definitely a good thing for them. And it starts with one of the top players, not only in the state of Mississippi, but in the country, in Braylon Womack. Here's a guy that, you know, it's Collinsworth there. Here's a guy. I know a lot of people are going to look at the academy label on him and say, well, I don't know. But Braylon Womack is a player that could have today announced he was going to sign with Ohio State, with Georgia, with Texas, with whoever he wanted to. So to stay in state and get him is a good one. He's a composite five-star on the 24/7 sports rankings, rated as the number 30 player in the country, the number one safety in the country, the number two player in the state of Mississippi behind Tristan Keyes, the five-star wide receiver who ended up today at Tennessee. And as a guy, I mean, I always say this, when you're a five-star player, the way that most of these websites do their five-star players is this. They assign 32 of them because there's 32 first-round picks. They expect you to be a guy contending for a first-round pick when your time in college is done. So to that end, I expect Braylon Womack to be a guy who can contribute to Mississippi State next season. I'm going to put that expectation on it. And if he doesn't, that's not a great sign. You know, you think about State's the five stars they've had recently. Charles Cross did not contribute as a true freshman because he wasn't big enough. He came to Mississippi State at 265 pounds. He had to get bigger. Once he was plugged in the starting lineup, he was the best lineman on the field every game he played in. Jeff Simmons contributed a lot as a true freshman. He's the one of in the last five stars State was able to sign. So, you know, those are your most two recent examples. Womack is a guy that, you know, if you heard Michael Borky earlier on Sports Talk Mississippi, who got to see him play every game as the voice of the Hartfield Hawks, he says elite athlete. I like the way Lebby described him, in that he has offensive skill set but defensive mentality. So he can high point the ball, he can run, he can find the angles, but he plays with that edge. And so, you know, State needs somebody like that in that defensive backfield. They need somebody to go along with Isaac Smith back there. I really do think that next year Isaac Smith probably plays a little bit more of that safety role than he did this year, where he was a little closer to the line. They might drop him back a little bit next year. They also got a good signing day flip. It was a reflip. He was committed to Mississippi State. Then he committed to Missouri. Then he committed to Mississippi State. Snip, snap, snip, snap. But on signing day, they get South Pike defensive end Micah Nickerson, who State, if you've listened to this show, Sports Talk, Thunder and Lightning Podcast, anything I've ever been on, I've been pounding the table since Montez Sweat left that State needs pass rushers. They need guys who can get after the quarterback with regularity. They kind of had that with Tyrus Wheat when he was here, but they've lacked that in recent years. And this is not a guy that I look at 2026 and say he'll be able to do that. He's only 215 pounds. He needs to get bigger, stronger, faster. But that's what he's going to project as, is a guy who can give you some pass rush. They desperately need that. State added three other players today that were not committed to Mississippi State when the day began. Defensive tackle Tico Crittenden from the state of Georgia, 6'4", 300 pounds, was committed to Florida State earlier. Wide receiver Kemian Henderson Jr., 6'4", 185-pounder out of Texas, multiple Power 5 offers. And that's really what I look at nowadays. You know, the recruiting rankings, well, the five stars, I'll look at. When we start getting into the three-star players, I want to see who else has offers. And if you're telling me you beat out, you know, let's take a look with Henderson, right? You're telling me that he had offers from Mississippi State, Kansas State, Kentucky, Arkansas, TCU, Houston. Those are good offers. That's a guy who I can say, okay, can probably play at this level. It's when you have a guy that Mississippi State's his best offer and everything else is kind of, you know, group of five. I'm gonna have concerns about players like that, and you should too. Those are the guys that, you know, maybe they pan out, but the odds are against them. So Henderson commits to Mississippi State. And then, as we were on the air for Sports Talk Mississippi, State picked up a late commitment from Chris Addison, who's a three-star defensive end out of Winnsboro, Louisiana. And again, let's look at the offers. Was committed to Michigan State. And then, of course, they just recently had a coaching change. But offers, obviously, from them, Florida State, Vanderbilt, Arizona State, Arkansas, Baylor. Dave Aranda offers you, I'm willing to take a chance on what you're going to be defensively. So a couple of defensive ends, State needed that for sure. The guy that I like the best in this class is the one player that I've seen play. And maybe that's biasing me a little bit, maybe that's tinting my view. But I saw J.J. Hill, and I thought that he looks like an SEC athlete. He looks like an SEC running back. Big, strong, fast. Not elite speed, but fast enough. The fact that he's the 30th ranked player in the state is a joke. It's an absolute joke. There's no way you'll convince me that 30 players in this state are better than J.J. Hill. He's an outstanding running back. And, you know, looking ahead to next year, Fluff Bothwell should be back for Mississippi State. But, you know, you lose Devon Booth. They need to find another guy to complement Bothwell. I'm telling you that Hill could come in as a freshman and do that. And again, let's look at the offer sheet. Now, this is a guy, 30th, ranked 30th player in the state. Offers from Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, Georgia Tech, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisville, Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Oregon, South Carolina, Stanford, Tennessee, Texas A&M, USC, West Virginia, Wisconsin. Yeah, and probably better than the 30th ranked player in the state. And talking, Robbie will go into a little bit more detail about that, but chances are there's possibility you could see a re-ranking with him. And I'm not usually a huge fan of re-rankings this, you know, after the season. He's got one game left. And, you know, it's a big game, state championship game here in Starkville this weekend against Gulfport, where he'll be matched up against another MSU commitment running back, Cooper Crosby, who just committed last night. Kind of interesting. Hill's been committed for well over a year. He committed as a junior. Crosby committed about 24 hours ago as we sit here right this second. So kind of funny how that works out, but they'll go head-to-head. But that's the last game of his season. I'm never really a big fan of doing re-rankings that late in the process, but this is a guy who I feel like deserves it. So we'll talk a little bit more recruiting when we come back with Robbie Falk. You might know him from such things as On Three Sports and the Thunder and Lightning podcast and the Starkville Daily News. We'll hit that up. Dossett Big Four in Tupelo. Are you looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, then you need to go see our friends at Dossett Big Four. Their friendly team is ready to help you find the perfect fit. Don't wait. Find your next vehicle today. Visit them online at DossettBig4.com. Or stop by their convenient location at 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo. That's Dossett Big Four, your family-owned destination for 46 years of great vehicles and award-winning service. When we come back, Robbie Falk joins us. Back in just a minute here on Thunder and Lightning.
Hey, this is Bob, and if...
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
I am absolutely and completely thunderstruck.
Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi. We are presented by Yuengling Flight. We are brought to you by Dossett Big Four in Tupelo. It is signing day. Just talked a little recruiting earlier. Let's get some more recruiting with our good friend Robbie Falk from, let me see if I can get it all in one thing. We got On Three Sports.
Murder Daily.
Starkville Daily News. We got Talking Dogs here on WKBB on Super Talk 100.9 here in the Golden Triangle. A deacon.
Yes.
A deacon. A TikToker. You can find Robbie Falk on TikTok. This man is a man around town. We love him here on Thunder and Lightning. Of course, he is the other half. I didn't even mention the Thunder and Lightning podcast. So
that goes without saying.
Yeah, I guess it does. Hey, let's talk about this class. Let's talk about Braylon Womack. This is the crown jewel of this class, rated as high as, I think, the number one safety in the country by some recruiting services. A guy who is could have committed anywhere today. If he had called up Ohio State, if he had called up Texas A&M, if he had called up LSU, you know, and then said, "Hey, I'll bring the dog with me." Anything, he could have committed to any school in the country today. He committed to Mississippi State. How good can he be for Mississippi State, and how good can he be early for the Bulldogs?
I think he can be very good. I think this is a player that, you know, he was getting comps to Caleb Downs.
That's a hell of a comp.
And people would take that immediately at Mississippi State if you get up. This is a position that is kind of in rebuilding mode. The safety spot wasn't great for State the last couple of years. They're adding big talent back there with Braylon Womack. They need to add some more players probably in the transfer portal. This is a great start here. I mean, this is a player that, you mentioned it, everybody in the country wanted Braylon Womack.
Mm-hmm.
And he was primarily looking out of state for the majority of his recruitment, at least whenever it heated up.
Mm-hmm.
Early on in his high school career when he was at Hartfield, Mississippi State was in the game with him.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Lebby, in particular, had built a relationship with him as a sophomore.
Yeah.
And it gets into the summer going into his senior year this past year, really, honestly, back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And both in-state schools just kind of faded with him. I don't know if he was just wanting to see the sights and get out of the state of Mississippi. I don't know, but it kind of had boiled down to, like, Ohio State, A&M.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to Ohio State for a long time. He ended up committing to Auburn.
You know, Auburn ended up really getting into the mix by the time the summer hit, and he goes on an official visit. He leaves that official visit, and it kind of changed everything, and he committed to Hugh Freeze. Whenever everything started kind of going awry in Auburn and they fired Hugh Freeze, he started looking around a little bit, and State got back in the mix with him. I think that – Jeff Lebby has been in contact with him for a long time at this point, but they've got him in on a visit. I think he came in for an official for the Georgia game, and everything changed after that visit. State was squarely in the mix. He ended up going to Texas A&M the next week, and A&M had gotten a lot of crystal balls or RPMs or whatever Stipe
subscribed
to. But State was routinely in the mix within the last few weeks, came back for the Egg Bowl, and I was told after the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State felt great about landing him. And on Monday, he commits to the Bulldogs, and you have a borderline five-star safety. He's a four-star, I think. He might be a five-star on 247, but he's four-star across the board, high four-star. And it's an instant impact guy, in my opinion. He's a playmaking safety, a guy that can go up and get the ball because we've seen him do it as a wide receiver. This is a huge get for Mississippi State, the best recruit that they've signed. Well, you know, he's up there with Kamari Taylor, but this is probably the best defensive player that they've signed in a long time.
Probably since Jeff Simmons.
Probably honest. Yeah.
The big news on signing day was the flip of Micah Nickerson, the defensive end out of South Pike, was committed to Missouri, was committed to Mississippi State early in the process. State gets him back in the boat. If anyone who's listening to this show or any show that I've ever been on has known that basically since Montez Sweat left Starkville, I've been banging the table saying, get some pass rushers in here. This is a guy who down the road, because this is not a guy we think could compete year one, but he is a guy who fills that profile of possibly being a pass rushing defensive end.
Yeah, and they haven't had that in a while. You know, they had a couple of guys that I would consider like specialist pass rushers last year, Malik Silla and Nevaeh Sanders, but this is a different kind of guy. He kind of hits another level for Mississippi State, and you put on some weight on him, put on some muscle, and he has a chance to be really special for you. State kind of discovered him. He wasn't a highly recruited kid whenever he came up to Starkville for visits back in the summer. He committed to Mississippi State, and then he just kind of blew up a little bit. Auburn came in, I think Florida, maybe Texas A&M, several SEC schools came in there. He had a connection to Missouri, lived in Missouri for a little bit, and Missouri ended up landing him. And since then, it's been a battle for Mississippi State. They ended up beating Ole Miss and Missouri for him. And I think he's got a chance to be really good. I don't think he has as much of a shot of getting on the field next year because he probably needs to get stronger.
Yeah.
Probably not as much as Braylon Womack, but long term, this could be a really, really good player for you.
The player that, you know, from the non-signing day surprises that you and I talk about that we feel is underrated, the guy that we feel we don't understand quite why he's rated where he is the Tupelo running back, J.J. Hill. That's a player that has been a two-time Mr. Football in 7A, part of a really good team there at Tupelo. Why is this guy so underrated? We don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I've been staying on the table with this guy for a long time because I just don't think he's a three-star. And the stats don't match up, and his offer sheet doesn't match up. If you look at who's offered him inside the Southeastern Conference, why is he a three-star?
Right.
And it's not really like a high three-star either.
Right, he's just a middling.
And he's 30th in the state of Mississippi. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think the only thing I can probably say is they put a ranking on him and then they never really came back and reevaluated him. But we're going to have a chance to see him on Saturday night inside Davis-Wade Stadium. Both he
and some other Mississippi State commitment.
Cooper Crosby, who's the running back at Gulfport, but those guys are going to be taking center stage. And I think he has a chance to be a really good player for State. I don't know what his production level is going to be in the SEC, but I think he helps.
Physically, he feels like he's a guy who can play at this level. When you just look at him. He's
built physically.
Yeah.
If you've ever stood next to this kid in person, I mean, you're talking about the traps, like the Bill Goldberg traps, and then he's got tree trunks for legs.
Yeah.
This guy's
actually. He looked like an SEC athlete.
Yeah.
The other guy who looks like an SEC athlete is the tight end slash receiver out of Grenada, Zayn Cotton. It's the guy that State had to hold off a couple of SEC teams late in the process. 6'4", 220 pounds, probably projects to play at the tight end at the next level. If you watch the Egg Bowl, you saw the Kamario Taylor. I thought Sadie Traore had his best game as a Bulldog in the one start Kamario Taylor had. I expect the tight end to be a much bigger part of the offense next year. This is another guy who can maybe give you something in year one.
Yeah, and you had three tight ends in this class, I believe. Luke Hutchinson, and then Cotton and
Adam Land.
Adam Land. And yeah. I like Adam Land a lot too, but he had a knee injury that's going to probably keep him out for next year. I hate that, but this is a player to watch, and would not shock me if he's on the field next year, because you're going to have some, you're going to have a wide open tight end room. You know, Sam West is back. We'll see on the other tight ends, but with Sadu out, you have a wide open tight end room, and Cotton has a chance to come in and compete right away for State for playing time. Another player that's built physically already, he can. He's kind of a guy that could. He could get out on the outside and probably play wide receiver or something. Like, he's athletic enough to do that. This is the first real big, I think, real big tight end that they've been able to reel in through the first few recruiting classes.
All right, just a couple minutes left. Signing class done, now on to the transfer portal for Mississippi State. Without thinking, we know offense and defensive lines are going to be huge spots. State needs to find corners. We don't know what's going to happen with Kelly Jones. Is he going to be able to stick around for another season or not? Where does State need to strike first in the transfer portal?
The lines of scrimmage
certainly
have got to get better. The offensive line has got to get a lot better. Defensive line has got to be able to get more push up front. They just have not had that. So that's definitely, you know, where they've got to start is the offensive and defensive line. And they've gone out and gotten players on the offensive line the last couple of years, and they just have not been what you needed.
Yeah.
And you thought they were. So the evaluations have got to get better. The coaching's got to get better up front. And we'll see from there. And, you know, you look at some other positions, and you're probably going to need, you know, maybe another wide receiver, a guy that's a difference maker at wide receiver. You're probably going to need, you know, some secondary players, because you don't know what's going to happen with Kelly Jones, cornerback. So there's a few positions that they're going to have to hit up to have a shot next year to really take another jump.
We shall see what happens. Robbie Falk on 3 Sports. If you're listening to him, you might be listening to me too. Talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Thunder and Lightning Live, presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dossett Big Four.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Listen up! There is a storm coming!
Thunder and Lightning, back with you on a Wednesday, on a signing day here. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Thunder and Lightning podcast. Been enjoying all day seeing y'all Spotify raps. Let me know what where you rank amongst the listeners. Some real Thunder and Lightning maniacs out there. Some of those 0.1%ers. We appreciate you. But hey, if you listened 1 minute this year, we appreciate you at Thunder and Lightning. Thanks so much. After doing that, please subscribe, please rate and review. 5 stars. You can say whatever you want, though. Call me whatever you like in the description, but 5 stars. That's the deal we make. We are presented by Yuengling Flight, brought to you by Dossett Big Four. For 3 generations, the Dossett family has been proudly serving the community, building a legacy of trust and exceptional customer service. When it comes to keeping your vehicle running smoothly, you can count on Dossett Big Four's award-winning service departments. They're certified technicians. Both the Honda and General Motors Service Center are dedicated to providing the best care for your car. Dossett Big Four, 46 years of great vehicles and award-winning service. A couple of things here from the C Spire text line. Somebody asked about, what about Brody McWhorter, the quarterback? Looks like a good prospect. Levy's very high on him, but let's just be honest. Shouldn't see a meaningful snap from him until 2028, right? This is Kamario Taylor's team for the next 2 years, minimum. If he stays a fourth year, which I don't think he will, I mean, yeah, I can't get too fired up about the freshman quarterback when there's a true sophomore stud waiting to take over next year. I just can't get too excited about it. And then the question about what we're going to ask, what we're going to talk about right now from Bubba and Starbowl, is Levy finally going to make a move with Hutzler like he should have last year? The smoke is rising from the SEAL building here that there are going to be some changes, and Hutzler chief among them. I think you and I, we should all agree at this point, all right? If you were a person who last year was like, look, it's his first year and they got to get some talent in here, and whatever. I disagree. My first instinct on Hutzler was probably the correct one. Should have moved on after year one, but you went back for year two and it didn't work out. So it has to, you have to make changes. You cannot go into year three with the defensive coordinator of the worst defense in the conference over the last 2 years. You just can't do that. And so you move forward. And honestly, when you hire a new defensive coordinator, he's going to want to change up his staff. I think you should have wholesale changes, honestly, on that side of the ball. How can anybody be safe? You put together just not a good defense this year. And in the case of everybody except for Vincent Dancy, over the last 2 years, Matt Barnes, David Turner, Corey Bell, all of those guys were part of what State's biggest problem was over the last two seasons, the inability to stop anybody. And from a defensive perspective, obviously Womack is a great pickup today, but it's not like you had some elite recruiting class to keep together. So I expect there to be changes on that side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, it's going to be kind of iffy. I don't know. There might be a change there. Personally, Anthony Tucker, I think, has earned his keep. Chad Bumpus has certainly earned his keep. I think that John Cooper had a good class coming in today. And I thought it was interesting. You heard me mention it there in the interview with Robbie. Santa Traore had a great game when Kamario Taylor was involved. I think Taylor helps the tight end position tremendously. Phil Loadholt came in late, tried to get some guys in the portal. His recruiting has not been great, but I want to judge him based on the portal. So he's obviously going to be back. John Holasek, he's the quarterback coach. He and Levy work in concert with each other. I'm either here nor there. State's quarterback recruiting hasn't been a problem, so what are we talking about? But at the same time, I won't be totally surprised if there's a move or two on the offensive side of the ball. You just don't ever know in this day and age. Last year I didn't expect there to be any moves, and Cody Kennedy was shipped out. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. The question that was asked today at the press conference where Levy said, expect some changes in 7-10 days, it's from Robbie Faulk, and he's asking about the investment in staff, trying to add more analysts, more recruiting personnel, more off-the-field personnel. And Levy talked about that, and he basically says, we're when we talk about being aggressive, because he mentioned that earlier, he said we were aggressive with the way we handled this signing class at the end there. So that he says the aggressiveness has to apply to all areas of our program. And so they are looking to add more recruiting staff and more analysts, and they need to. This is definitely a spend money to make money kind of operation right now in college football. You got to be able to put some dollar bills out there. And you get rewarded by getting wins, which puts you into bowl games, which puts you into the playoffs, so on and so forth. But Coleman Hutzler, by this time next week, we're probably talking about, I don't know if you have the replacement in, but he's probably out by then. And look, let's be cautious about the way we expect things. Mississippi State's not going to put out a statement saying that they have let Coleman Hutzler go. That will get leaked to somebody like a Pete Thamel or a Ross Dellinger, whoever. And that's how you'll find out. They'll announce the hires. They won't be announcing the fires unless it's of Jeff Levy, which isn't happening. So let's just all be prepared for that. But you do have some people who are like, hey, what is the what's the holdup? There's no game today, man. There's no game this weekend. Signing class is done. You can take your time, make sure you're doing things right, get everything going the way you want. Cross all of the T's and dot all of the I's. So just we're all just gonna take a deep breath now. And you gotta buy into the idea. And look, if we come back next week and they aren't making a change, then we can gripe and we can complain. But for today, I'm gonna allow the natural course of things to play out. Especially on a day where, by and large, pretty positive day for Mississippi State. from a recruiting perspective, they did really well today. Again, on Sunday afternoon, this class was in the 50s. They finished in the high 30s. If they can add a couple more guys, which they're in the market to do here, they could finish in the top 30 to top 25 class. That's a huge turnaround. Womack is a huge piece of that, as you can imagine. When you sign a, you know, borderline five-star, whatever you want to call him, player, it bumps you up. And then you add Nickerson, who was a top 100 player on Rivals. And you add, you know, Crittenden and Walker were both high three-star guys. You're gonna take that bump, so that's great. It is one of those things, though, right? It's like, especially, we were talking about re-rankings earlier. If J.J. Hill after the season, 2 weeks after the season ends, gets bumped up to like a four-star top 10 player in the state, is he a better player as a result of that? No, he's not. He's the same football player. He's an outstanding football player one way or the other. But it's about two things. It's schools want to be able to publicize highly rated classes because it looks good, right? Hey, our top 15 class, our top 20 class. It sounds great. It's good for marketing. But the players themselves want that too. You know, whatever you do in this life, don't you want positive feedback? Wouldn't you like somebody to tell you, hey, you're one of the top 10 in the nation at your job? That would be great for you. These kids are the same way. They want to know, they want to see the reward of the hard work. And part of that is, I got rated as one of the top players in the country. So, how many of the flips to state do you think are due to recruits seeing Camario start and the potential that he has? That's a good question. Camario, after the game, after the Egg Bowl, was kind of vocal about people see what we're building here and we're going to do this. And Levy talked about those comments after and said, you know, Camario is a guy that's building a great brand, not only for himself, but for Mississippi State. I'll just say that it doesn't hurt, but I think it's going to help more in the portal. Wide receivers are going to see that and go, I want to play with that guy. Offensive linemen are going to see that. Like, that's a guy who can make me look good because he can do things after, you know, when the play breaks down. Running backs are going to look at that. Camario Taylor will be a drawing point for Mississippi State in the transfer portal. Players want to play with other talented players. That's not exactly breaking news by any stretch of the imagination. Why not keep Hutzler on defense? Did you not watch any of the games the last 2 years? That was the worst defense in the conference the past two seasons. They couldn't stop anybody. Why not keep him on defense? No. I'm sorry. I like Coleman Hutzler. Nice guy. Always treated me with respect. I felt like we had good interviews, but he's got to go. You can't go on like that. This is back-to-back years. You're giving up over 200 yards a game on the ground. Never mind in the air. Did you watch the Egg Bowl? State couldn't get off the field. Did you watch the Texas game? They gave up 38 points in a quarter. What? I didn't realize there was anybody left on the Hutzler bandwagon, but I guess there is. Yingling Flight. I might need one after having to answer that question. Yingling Flight is the light beer brewed for those that never settle. The next generation of light beer, brought to you by America's oldest brewery. If you want to enjoy a cold, crisp, refreshing beer on any Mississippi game day, get a Yingling Flight. Brewed for those that never settle. Enjoy responsibly. We'll wrap it up when we come back. It's Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Patriotism is
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Let's wrap it up here on Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad, Rhino. Still fully committed, not a flip target in any way, shape, or form. Wrapping up with you on a Wednesday evening. We are presented by Yuengling Flight. We are brought to you by Dossett Big Four in Tupelo, where Thunder and Lightning will be 1 week from today, as long with Sports Talk Mississippi. We will be at Stone's Jewelers, as we have been for the past couple of years. They love to have us there before Christmas, so you can come check out all the cool stuff they've got there. If you're looking for that special gift for that special someone, I know my friends at Stone's Jewelers can get you taken care of. Come check us out, and Thunder and Lightning will be live on remote. That's two Thunder and Lightning remotes. Things are picking up. People are finding out, hey, we can get Haydad for another hour. Let's do the remote on Wednesday. And I'm happy to come see the good people at Stone. So come check us out. Come see us next week in downtown Tupelo. Mississippi State basketball about to tip off in a little bit. As it sits right now with this basketball team, guys, it just looks like it's a wash already. I mean, they're 3-4. You know, I saw a thread on 3, like, is this a must-win game? You got to win about 10 in a row before you can stop talking about must-win games. Right? You can't afford to lose again until you get into SEC play. State was, I think, 123 or something like that. It could be lower than that in the net rankings. The only SEC team, they were the lowest-rated SEC team. You think about the past few years with Jans, one of the ways he's been able to get into the tournament is because he's been so good in non-conference play and been able to, you know, get that high net rating going into conference play, where it just, you know, unless you lose a really bad game, it just kind of stays where it is, and you wake up on Selection Sunday and your net's a 40 and you're good to go. This year they got an uphill climb, and I mean, I just look at these guys, and some of these guys, they don't look like they can play. They just don't look like they can play in the SEC. Quincy Ballard and Achor Achor do not look like SEC basketball players. They don't play the right way. And if that's the case, well, then it's just, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's just what it is. You can't make a trade in the middle of the season. I just don't know. Will Mississippi State be favored in any conference games this year in basketball? I got to get to that point, but not a lot. Like right now, if you said, give me an over-under for conference wins, 4.5 would be my number probably. And I don't know that I would take the over. I mean, it's right now, they're just the way they're playing, they aren't going to win very many more games. They just aren't. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it appears like you whiffed on a lot of your evaluations. I think Jaden Epps is a good player. McGee has some moments. I think Amir Ali can be good offensively. And if you're not going to stop anybody, you sure as heck better score more. So I think he needs some more playing time. I like the freshmen. I like King Grace and Jamarian Davis Fleming, but they're freshmen. They're not ready yet. Hubbard can't do everything by himself. I really thought that Ballard and Achor were going to be key contributors this year, and they just aren't. Mississippi State at Georgia Tech. It's part of the SEC ACC Challenge, which is, by the way, Mississippi State, Georgia Tech, they played each other a couple years ago in this challenge. Like, the whole point of this is to get some new and exciting matchups. And the game was at Georgia Tech, as it is tonight. 8:15 tip, so we got another hour and 15 before that game even starts. 9:15 local tip. Who comes up with this stuff? These TV networks, man, they just make it impossible to enjoy their products someday. Basketball is putrid. Hey, that's gimmick infringement. That's my word. Brian, speak on your opinion about will and should Jeff Lebby give these talented new recruits play, giving them a true shot to show their talent on the field instead of looking at their stats. Please give me your thoughts, Brian. Well, I mean, the early enrollees, yeah, they're going to have an opportunity. It's not about looking at stats. It's just about, you know, they should. Are they going to do enough in practice? And I know what you're getting at, because I know you were one of the guys who was banging the Camario drum. You were right about that. Should have been playing the whole time. But I don't think Lebby is just not, you know, just like looking at stats before he makes a decision. I think he's basing it off of what he saw in practice. That said, I have no idea what Kamario Taylor was doing in practice that didn't make you think he would be immediately better than what you had at the quarterback position. So we shall see. So just a heads up, by the way. Get a good look at this face. I'm taking off some time in this month. Just be aware of that. Like next week, I got a couple days, and then Like, when we get to Christmas, see you later. I'll see you in 2026 is what I'm thinking on that one. Rhino, will you be okay without me?
I'll do my best.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is what it is, though. A good signing day for Mississippi State. Tomorrow on Sports Talk Mississippi, we're going to talk more college football. I'm going to guess we'll probably continue to talk about Lane Kiffin, if I had to guess. Michael Borky, don't let him fool you. He can't get enough of that topic. Can't get enough. There was a really good question about Lebby and Golding. Just know that I agree with you. We'll just go with that. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Talk to you again very soon. For Rhino, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning. Here on Super Talk Mississippi, we've been presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dotson Big Four.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.